Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there and the thousands of articles and archives that I've written the articles or members of my brain trust have written them, like our good friend and our guest this half hour, Dr. Mary Key. There are probably over 6,000 interviews that we've conducted, that we've collected, even though we've been on the air since 97, we started archiving around 99, so they go way back. Some of them go so far back, I don't want to listen to those anymore again, because those were early ones. But if you want to see some things, maybe you can even make fun of me a little bit. Go back and listen to some of those early ones. Mary Key was with us in those days. Mary is one of our original Brain Trust members. She's the author of a couple of my favorite books, The Entrepreneurial Cat. I still remember the first time I got that book and from Mary, and I said, you know what, I got to talk to this lady. I got to meet anybody who will write about an entrepreneurial cat. And she's written a number of other books since then, and she has co-authored a brand new book with Dennis Stearns called CEO Road Rules. She's our good friend. Mary Key, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's great to be on the show again.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's really an accumulation of so many years of work with entrepreneurs and business owners. So it's wonderful to see it out.
Well, you paid your dues. I mean, I remember talking to you years ago when you were doing the Inc. Roundtable and all those things. You paid your dues in the marketplace. And folks, whatever Mary has to say, I encourage you to perk up and listen. Mary, what is it about, why road rules? Why did you frame your book in those terms?
I do believe that there are certain principles. They're kind of like design principles and an architectural map that the best CEOs incorporate. And what we did in our book, CEO Road Rules, Right Focus, Right People, Right Execution, is we talked to over 50 presidents of companies, primarily privately held. So this really gets, you know, at your audience, Jim, because so many times we have these business books that are written about publicly traded companies,
right,
and people can't relate.
Right.
And what we found is that in those buckets of right focus, right people, and right execution, there are certain skills, strategies, and principles that, if implemented, can help you take your company to the next level.
Well, you know, we all know about business best practices, but what you guys have done is you've identified the CEO best practices, the leadership best practices.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like what you said about not being able to relate to some of the books. You know, one of the things that sometimes big business doesn't get, and the media doesn't get this, small business is not a miniature big business.
Right.
Now, there are some things that we all do the same, only our numbers are smaller, but the overall environment, the energy, the passion, the emotions, especially the emotions. This isn't big business writ small. It's different, isn't it, Mary?
You know, it absolutely is, Jim. And I think the other thing that people think is that a lot of small business owners really want to be big. And growth, it means different things. And one of the things we found in the book is how important leaving a legacy is to some of the CEOs that really turned a corner financially in their businesses. They truly stop and say, you know, what does this really mean?
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to show for it? And when asked the question, what's the biggest impact you feel that you've had? And on the last day on the job, if you were addressing your employees, what would you say? And consistently, and in different words, but consistently, people said it was having a compelling vision and working together toward it and growing people along the way that was their legacy.
Not how much money do I have.
Right. And so the book is really not only about being successful in business, but being successful in your life. And I think it's designed for anybody in a leadership role or who aspires to be. Mm-hmm. But we found that you know, people get to a certain stage in their lives and in their success that there has to be more, or it's hollow.
Well, and you know, you said something a minute ago about getting big, and you talked about being successful. I think, and maybe I'm reporting inside my head on this one, but I don't think so. I think in the 21st century, small business owners are first saying, I want to be successful. And if that leads me to becoming big, if that's what that means, then so be it. But first,
right.
I want to be successful. And here's my point, Mary. In the 20th century, if you wanted to be highly successful, that was code for getting big. Basically,
yeah.
Big success, great success meant your company got big. It doesn't have to be that way in the 21st century. And I want Mary to talk to us about that and what her leaders told her about that right after these messages. It's 20 till. Dr. Mary Key is the co-author of CEO Road Rules. She and I will be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Mary Key. And Mary, you may not remember this, but perhaps you will. March of 98,
mm-hmm.
5 months after I was on the air, you were on this show.
I was one of your originals.
That makes you an original member of our Brain Trust. And as you may know, next month, in November, we're celebrating our 9th anniversary. And so for all that you've done for us over the years as a very dedicated member of our Brain Trust, we thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Mary, the new book, CEO Road Rules, give us the website, please.
It's ceoroadrules.com. And,
can we read something about it there?
Yeah, and on it, you can do a variety of things. One thing we have on there is something called a Wheel of Life, which will show you how balanced or unbalanced your life is. One of the secrets that a lot of the folks who we interviewed said was very important was they wished they had applied balance sooner in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had to lose marriages or encounter mm-hmm. illnesses before they learned how to use their energy differently. So one of the things we talk about in the book is the importance of looking at your life in three categories, achievement, happiness, and if you so desire, legacy. And what within each of those camps, those buckets, do you want to accomplish personally, in your family, at work, and in your community?
Well, you know, Mary, my audience knows that from day one, I was talking about balance around here. In fact, mm-hmm. my first book is almost completely dedicated to, so much of it is dedicated to balance, and you've done the same thing in your career.
Yeah,
and,
it's,
you know,
one of the biggest problems out there.
About it. And it's one of the things that separates, I think, CEOs of big companies from CEOs of small companies. I know CEOs of big companies are dedicated to what they do, and I know many of them lose a lot in the pursuit of their profession. But the thing is what they also know is that if they lose their job, if they go away, the company will bring somebody else in there. There's another one coming along every 8 minutes.
Uh-huh.
When you're the CEO of a small business, you are the heartbeat of that company. And now you don't do everything. You don't do all. Of that business. And
traded companies, the average CEO now stays less than 2 years, believe it or not. And one of the things that the privately held CEO company really has as an advantage is that many of them stay 5 years and beyond if they haven't found a successor or sold out. And so you have more time to do proactive things. I think it's harder for a publicly traded CEO because everything is short term. Everything is how people are responding at the moment, so they suck it up.
It's all about the quarterly report, isn't it?
Right.
They suck it up and
work the hours they need to work to do it differently. And I think that for the entrepreneur, the biggest challenge is to work on your business and less in it. So I think it's a different way of balancing.
Right. No question about it. One of the things I like about your book is you've got the road rules at the end of the chapters.
Yeah, every chapter ends with road rules. For example, in the Right Focus chapter, an example of some of the road rules, and you can get this on the website, ceoroadrules.com, in the roadside assistance section. Things like our top CEOs all have their specific mission, vision, values, and core focus defined. How about you? What are you passionate about? Not what your parents, spouse, best friend, management team, or anyone else thinks you should be passionate about. But what do you enjoy doing that causes you to lose all track of time? So this is about getting not only back to the focus of the organization, but really not losing yourself along the way and reminding yourself about what gives you satisfaction.
The difference between our business as small business owners, our business and our personal lives come together in a very fine seam, doesn't it? What our lives, we've a very fine seam between our business and our life, and our personal life, doesn't it?
Yeah. To take time to clarify your values and notice how they play out in your day-to-day activities.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one of the stories, we talked to a guy who said, I started my own company after working for a smaller company that I just couldn't work in anymore. The CEO would always talk about his values of honesty, and then I'd go on a sales call with him, and he'd lie through his teeth to disgruntled
mm-hmm.
customers.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you have to live in that space longer when it's your company, and the discrepancies really show up to people. And sometimes people don't think they do, but they really do.
Well, that's a very important topic that we talk about on this show quite a bit with our trust experts. And that's if you claim to have certain values in your company, and you don't live those values, you're walking around with a big spotlight on you that proclaims to your people that you're saying one thing but behaving another way, and you can't get away with that in a small business, can you?
You can't. Well, one of the things I do when I work with businesses, when we talk about values, is I have a process where we engage all the employees in defining what behaviors go into the value. Because, who's going to be against the value of integrity? But
right.
When you really drill down and you say, what isn't integrity? What are the specific behaviors? What are leaders saying and doing when we behave with integrity? How are we treating our customers when we're behaving with integrity? What are those behaviors?
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mary about one of the chapters, which is called The Right Resiliency. I'd like for her to talk to us about that, because this is very important for you and me, folks. If you can't be resilient as a small business owner, you're not going to make it. Tim Till, we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. It's 53 after. Yes, that's right. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Mary Key, who's the co-author, along with Dennis Stearns, of the new book, CEO Road Rules, Right Focus, Right People, Right Execution. And Mary, give us that website again, please.
CEOroadrules.com.
And is the entrepreneurial cat still available?
Absolutely.
They find it? How can they find out? I still like to tell you about that, because Jazzy is still your entrepreneurial cat, isn't he?
Oh, he sure is. And, the book is really about what successful entrepreneurial thinkers do. Things like focus while hunting and be curious and find the right niche. So it's great business advice, and I think personally a great holiday gift.
It is.
Speaking of which, CEO Road Rules, Right Focus, Right People, Right Execution, the first chapter is fiction, and it's based on A Christmas Carol. And it's about an entrepreneur named Joe, whose business is growing and everything is going wrong in his life, personally and professionally. And he gets in an accident, and he's visited by three CEO mentors, one that takes him to the present, talks about, I mean, the past, that talks about right focus, one that takes them to the present, and they talk about right people, and one that takes them into the future, and they talk about right execution. And then the bulk of the book is nonfiction and about what
ingenious.
We're talking about.
The architecture of this book and the story is ingenious, Mary, and congratulations again to you and Dennis. Give him my congratulations.
Dennis is a financial planning guy, and one of the things that we have in common is he works with a lot of the same entrepreneurs, more on a personal level with wives and kids. Mm-hmm. So we cover, like, the whole balanced life, not just in your business, but applying these principles at home, too.
Can we talk about resiliency?
Absolutely.
What did you find when you got into this? This is the essence of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, resiliency is all about your ability.
Let me stop you.
Oh, sure.
Here's my point. I said this before you got here in the previous part of the hour. 1858, on this day in 1858, Roland Macy founded Macy's Department Store in New York City.
It One was of my his, favorite places it, to spend money.
It was still in business after all these years, right? 1858.
Uh-huh.
It was his eighth venture. The first seven failed.
Wow.
Talk about resiliency.
Absolutely. And, you know, the resiliency is about the ability to handle abrupt or change that you just don't expect, like your building burns down. We interviewed a great guy, Peter Heinemann, who has been known as the Salmon King of New York. He's the first guy who brought in farm-fed salmon to this country and, really took his business to the next level with that in some partnerships he developed. But Peter went through some real struggles, one of which was that his whole business burnt down as they were smoking salmon. And fortunately, it was in New York, and it was during the winter. And one of the things that customers didn't know is they kept all the salmon in the snow to keep it cold and used the only part of the building left to smoke it so that they could fulfill orders. So all those kinds of stories about, you know, having the right gumption. I love that word. That's an old word that Macy would have talked about.
Right.
But how do you build that? And how do you build that in others? I think that's the biggest gap I see. A lot of the entrepreneurs that, you know, build their own companies, the CEOs, they kind of have that. And they get disappointed because the folks they hire don't.
Mm-hmm.
How do you build resiliency in your organization was one of the questions we address in the book.
Well, one of the things that I talk about when things like that happen in my business, nothing's burned down, but you know, we all have our challenges. You know, as I look to my people and I say, you know what, this is what happened to me once before, and I lived to fight another day. I made it, and here's what we did. You know, it's good to have somebody with the memories, with experience,
mm-hmm.
that can say, you know what, things like this happen. It doesn't have to take you down.
Exactly. Well, there's three things I think that people can do to build this. One is, you know, the whole concept of getting mentally tough and building resiliency on an ongoing basis. So you have to begin to challenge, like if people start thinking like victims, like, you know, we can't compete with Walmart or whatever, you know, really challenging some of the perceptions and getting yourself mentally tough is one. I think the second is what you were talking about, Jim, and that's being a learning organization. Really learning from what has worked for us in the past, what are our best practices, and we need to remember those. There needs to be an organizational memory so we're not always starting over from scratch. And I think the last one, and one that most people don't like to hear, is you really do need to plan for crisis and anticipate.
It's not a matter of if, it's often a matter of when. Mary, thank you for being here. We've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here, as always. Looking forward to next time already.
Next time. I appreciate it.
Dr. Mary Key, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of CEO Road Rules, available wherever books are sold. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.